Good morning. My guest this morning is Brandy Blue from Classroom Safari. Good morning, Brandy.
Good morning.
Brandy has two friends with her who are not going to say much because they're not speakers. One of them is a very young sloth, and the other one is an also very young wallaby, two quite beautiful animals. And some of the best people I've had visit lately here at the studio. Talk about Classroom Safari and what you do.
Okay, so Classroom Safari has actually been in the North Bay area for about 38 years. We recently just got our 501c3 status, and we travel around and we bring exotic animals to birthdays, classrooms, events, even do photo shoots. And all of it's really educational. It's kind of a fun way to teach kids and adults, you know, to learn about conservation and what's going on in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really interactive. They get a, you know, a close-up experience. I'm not saying they're hands-on with all of them, but they are a close-up experience. If they don't get to pet an animal, the animal's going to do a behavior, and they're going to get to learn about that specific animal.
Great. We are talking about an event, a September 10th event. Is that right?
Yeah. So, the awesome people at Heebie-Jeebie and Lions, Tigers, and Hair are hosting a sloth fundraiser. It's called a sloth art show.
Uh-huh.
And so local artists from around Petaluma have joined in, and they're donating art that's sloth-themed. And so if you come out, you're going to get to enjoy some art, and then also you'll get to see this baby sloth who will be there along with all of our other animal ambassadors. And we're raising money for her future greenhouse because she has to have it 80 degrees with 80% humidity.
Oh.
And so right now she's fine in the house, but, you know, eventually she's going to get 20 pounds, and she's 4 pounds now for people who can't see her, and
right.
She'll be 20 pounds. So she'll need a much bigger space. And so all the money we raise that night will actually going towards her fund. Also, we need a new outreach van. And so our old outreach van will be there, and you'll see it. And so we're raising money for those two funds that night.
Great. I note here that at the event, you will be announcing the name of the sloth, right?
Yes.
Who is it present nameless?
So we've been letting kids name our animals. And the ones that are in the top running right now are Willow, Luna, Coco for coconut, because a kid told me she looked like a coconut. And then Meryl Sleep. And Claudia. Yes. we've gotten some really great names, but those are the ones that are in the top polls right now. And so we'll do a last-minute vote that night.
Uh-huh.
And then around 7 o'clock, we'll be announcing her name, because we've had her for about 2 months with no name. And so we're really excited to announce her name and finally give her a name for her.
So you're also going to be offering a package of Keeper for a Day. How will that
work? Yeah. So, you know, as long as we've been in business, we haven't really done any animal husbandry. And people will always ask us, you know, can we come to your place? Well, our place isn't open to the public yet. You
uh-huh.
know, eventually we would like to get there.
Right.
So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be bringing people kind of behind the scenes. And the Keeper for a Day is going to be doing daily animal maintenance, you know, diets, cleaning. They'll get photo ops with the animals, and they'll be enriching the animals' lives, doing enrichment, you know, games with the animals and stuff like that. We'll also be doing educator for a day. And so depending on availability, you know, you'll get to come and actually do a program with us and see what it goes into actually being part
Wonderful.
Of our job.
Oh, that's excellent. So where is this occurring on September 10th?
It's at Heebie-Jeebie in downtown Petaluma. I believe the address is either 45 Kentucky Street. And it'll be in their backhouse gallery. The animals will be set up in Lions, Tigers, and Hair. And we'll also be out on the street as well with our porcupine. And I believe there's even going to be a van, too.
Is there a telephone number people can call for information?
Yes, they would be calling Heebie-Jeebie. And I don't know the name of that number right now. But you can also get on our website, which is classroomsafari.org, and you'll be able to find all the information as well. But if you go to Heebie-Jeebie, they'll have all the information on the event.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel like I should say goodbye to these guys because they're such real persons. I'll just wave a little.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming in, Brandy.
Thank you, guys.
And thank you for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB. For Sonoma Spotlight and for the animals of the earth. Thank you for listening.